Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
I want to talk more Chicago sports here on Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos. You can follow me at Joey Sports Guy. Got a little bit more time left here. I just want to open it up with this one. Is what are you more excited for? I'm taping this. It's officially October. Feeling good. Leaves are coming down. I'm starting to get a little crisp in the air. Halloween decorations are up. My beautiful wife, she's got her skeleton pillows rocking. She's got pumpkin spice in the air, pumpkin spice in her cup. Let's do it. So what are you excited for, Chicago sports fans? The Bulls are coming back. The Blackhawks are coming back. Is this a pick your poison? Because look, neither of these teams are probably going to be very good. But the question kind of is, what are you more excited to watch? Or what do you have optimism for? Is it your Chicago Bulls or is it your Chicago Blackhawks? Let's start with the Blackhawks. Now, obviously, Connor Bedard, first and foremost. Can't wait to see him back on the ice. When we talk about guys like Caleb Williams, Connor Bedard, hopefully in the next year or two, is the type of elite talent in the NHL that's going to be right up there. And we get to say to ourselves, wow, we get to root on Connor Bedard and Caleb Williams for the next 10 years. That could be very fun. I do applaud what the Blackhawks tried to do in the offseason. Tried to bring in some guys. Teuvo Teravainen, welcome back. They brought in Bertuzzi. I think that was a really good signing. They're hoping that a healthy Taylor Hall can help them out. And they were a terrible hockey team last year. And to climb from terrible, even to the playoffs in the NHL, is really, really difficult. When you're talking about the middle of the pack in the NHL, there really are only three floors. The bottom floor is that you're terrible. The middle is pretty much 60 to 70% of the rest of the NHL. And then you have a few elite teams at the very, very top. So climbing from the bottom of the basement, even to the eighth wild card playoff spot, it's not an easy thing to do. That is not my expectation for the Chicago Blackhawks this year. I mean, if Peter Mrazek plays better at goal, sure. Maybe they could get kind of interesting. But again, a lot of young players. They got a better on their depth, so they can at least roll three lines out there that I think are a little bit more respectable than we've seen the last couple of years. But again, on that second line, on that third line, you're going to see a lot of young players, and I think they're going to try and incorporate more of them as the season goes along and into next year too as well. This is going to be a heavy learning curve. I think there's going to be some pretty ugly nights for the Blackhawks where, you know, a team just jumps on them early and doesn't look back. But again, I'm hoping that, again, a lot of these guys stay healthy. A lot of these guys can surround Connor Bedard and be assets and maybe, you know, put some points on the board while also Connor Bedard scores as well. And I'm looking forward to a better Blackhawks product this year. And the most important thing about it is not whether the Blackhawks make the playoffs this year. In my opinion, because we've been at the very, very bottom, I just want to see them make enough progress towards the end of the year that they walk out of it and that hopefully management begins to get serious about trying to get this team back into the mix, back into the playoff mix. Because I get it. Every general manager wants to do it their way through this process, draft by draft, and infrastructure and health for the organization and blah, blah, blah. Sometimes, I'll be honest with you sports fans, you got to realize that that is a cop-out just to make sure that they get that extension in their job moving forward. Oh, this is going to be a second. You might want to keep me around for 5 or 6 years before I actually do my job and we actually start winning games. You can't always believe the hype. And while I believe that sometimes you want to stack draft after draft, you can chew gum and walk at the same time. You can stack draft after draft while also getting better on the actual National Hockey League roster. And if you believe that Connor Bedard is a future all-star, if you believe that Connor Bedard is an elite player, if you believe that Connor Bedard has an opportunity to perhaps become one of the next great faces in the generation of the NHL, you have to capitalize and maximize that career to the best of your ability. It is your job to build infrastructure, get a healthy farm system, draft smart, take your time, manage your cap, do all that stuff. I get it. But it is also your responsibility and priority to try and win as quick as you can every moment that you have Connor Bedard in a jersey. Every single moment, every time he puts on a Blackhawks jersey, you have to say to yourself, we need to do everything we can to get as better as quick as we can. I'm not saying shatter your salary cap, because obviously in the NHL, that can be really difficult. And they're already saddled with the Seth Jones contract, which is going to be difficult for them moving forward. That was not a deal that they made. That was a deal that they inherited. I understand that. But you can't do this thing where it's Connor Bedard's fourth year in the NHL and they still haven't made the playoffs yet. You can't Mike Trout this thing. You have to maximize. You never know. Tomorrow isn't promised to anyone. Not trying to be dark about it. I'm trying to just say for Connor Bedard and his health. He's a young player and he's going to be in his prime quicker than we think. And if that is the case, you want to try and capitalize that as best as you can, which means you want to try and surround him with good players. You want to draft good guys, bring them up, incorporate them. But man, you have to kind of push a little bit harder because you have possibly that great of a player on your team. On the Chicago Bulls, on the other hand, they do not have that great player. What we've seen from Zach LaVine during his media day is he's saying all the right things. He's acknowledging some of the mistakes that he's possibly made in the past. He wants to wipe the slate clean. It's all lip service to me. Clearly, two things are going on. One, Zach LaVine is trying to do a bit of a make good, but also Zach LaVine is also trying to say the right things so that the Chicago Bulls can trade him at some point this season. It's pretty simple. From the Bulls' perspective, they are certainly hoping that Zach LaVine says all the right things, and then Zach LaVine goes out and scores 20 to 30 points a night, and then they can actually get some real value back in a trade at some point this year. More of a reasonable explanation is Zach LaVine says all the right things. Zach LaVine just stays healthy, averages his 20 to 24 points, and for Zach LaVine, that's good enough to get him out of town. I don't think he wants to be here anymore. I don't think the Chicago Bulls want him to be here anymore, and it's simply just going to be a matter of not if, but when. So good for him for saying all the right stuff at media day. Dude just needs to stay healthy, go out there, play basketball, shoot, what, over 36% from three, play about 30 minutes a night, try and look like you're a guy who wants to involve your teammates, score some points, and I promise you, Zach LaVine, you will be on another team by 2025. Just hang in there. And that's another thing. The Chicago Bulls, their roster currently is built to lose. It's not going to be a fun season. There are two schools, there are two minds of thought on this one. And this is where it gets confusing, and this is where I get a bit terrified. You hear Arturis Karnišovas at Media Day talking about how that this culture is built around trying to win, and that we believe in the integrity and dignity of the game, and that we're going to try and do that. If you look at the roster is not intended to win. And if anything, the Chicago Bulls should be doing everything they can to tank, to try and get a top pick. They have a protected pick that they have to try and keep in the top 10, if possible, or else they give it away. And they really should just be trying to get to the top of the draft as best they can. We have not seen Cooper Flagg play a bounce of basketball yet in college basketball, but a lot of reports are saying that he's the real deal. We'll watch, we'll see, we'll find out. But that's the type of player the Chicago Bulls need to be gearing towards. And this is the perfect time to do it. This is the perfect time for the Chicago Bulls to take a step back, specifically this year, Try and get one of the worst records you can in the NBA. Get to the top of the draft. See if you can hit the lottery on somebody. The following year, I get it, will be tough. But by that time, your salary cap is going to be in great shape. You'll trade Zach LaVine. Vucevic will be off the books. You'll have all the money in the world to spend and hopefully some young players around to build around. Patrick Williams, I'm not so sure. Kobe White, I feel a little bit better about. Matez Buzelis, let's see. Let's find out. Let the kid play. I'm not going to make any determinations on him right now. I want to see the dude play. I want to see him have a bad game. I want to see him have a good game. I want to see how he responds in both of those moments throughout the season. I think he's an interesting player to watch. But when you hear the GM saying that we're geared towards winning, I'll be honest, I get a little confused because the roster is not geared towards winning. And if the roster isn't geared towards that way, we need some sort of solidified focus here of what the path forward is for this franchise. And I think it is for right now trying to get to the top of the draft to the best of your ability. Do it for 1 year. If you hit the lottery and you get the number one pick and you get Cooper Flagg, I promise you it will be worth its weight in gold. It may take a couple of years after that, but man, then finally this franchise will be in a healthy place. And God forbid, they maybe have a centerpiece player that's going to attract other players to want to come to Chicago to play with him. I know. This sounds foreign to the Chicago Bulls front office. But in terms of those two teams, I'm looking forward to watch the Blackhawks more than I'm going to watch the Bulls. I'm going to watch them both, but I do think that there are more interesting pieces in the Blackhawks, and maybe they are a little bit closer to giving that little whiff, that tantalizing factor of maybe they're onto something. My final one, I don't want to go into too much depth on this because I'm probably going to do it on a future episode, but Jed Hoyer spoke to the media. I kind of heard him blame the weather at Wrigley. Found that to be very strange. Now, I've said it before on a recent podcast that I also feel like that this has been a very strange year down at Wrigley where it feels like that there's been an all-time low of days when the wind was blowing out. There's been a lot more days with the wind blowing in. I don't know. Not a meteorologist, called Tom Skilling. That's just sort of my like two cents. And then Jed Hoyer kind of took that a bit further. And I'm just hoping, look, you don't want to show your cards as you walk out of a season. But again, with Jed Hoyer, sound a lot like the same type of stuff. We're a good team. We just need to improve from within. If our production X meets our production, which we thought Y, if the weather at Wrigley cooperates, we'll be a good baseball team. Here's the bottom line. They won 83 games. The wild card teams that are playing right now won 88 to 89 games. It's a 6-game difference. You are not that close. Take a 6-game lead at any point in the season, and you say to yourself, well, outside shot, but we're not in really great shape. They finished 6 games out. You need to improve just to play in the wild card pools. You got to get yourself to 88 to 90 on a yearly basis. And that's the floor. That is not the ceiling, Jed. That is the floor. 88 to 90 wins. Do I think that this Cubs team, I don't think that their floor was 83. I don't think their ceiling was 83. It was probably right there in the middle. But I think the ceiling for this team was no more than probably 85, 86 wins. I mean, we can go back revisionist history on some injuries and stuff and talk about that. But let's be honest here. The team doesn't have a star. And the team never really got rolling in a way that played consistent baseball for 2+ weeks at a time. And that was a huge issue. And that's what happened. But Jed Hoyer, don't blame Wrigley. Okay? Don't blame the weather at Wrigley. And don't blame how your sheet of paper said that the production projections were off. And then if we get this and this and this, in-house we'll be better. You got to go out there, man. You got to take a big swing. I'm going to be hitting and detailing what I think those big swings are going to be in the coming weeks. A lot of people know about my love for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I'm going to stay on that. I think that's the move. I think that's the way to go about it, but we shall see. But Jed Hoyer, don't blame Wrigley. Just blame yourself. Point the finger here, not up in the clouds, okay? There's only 3 people in the world that blame the clouds and the weather. It's old men, M. Night Shyamalan, and Jed Hoyer. Don't be one of those guys. That's going to do it here on Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos. You can follow me at Joey Sports Guy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Shout out to my producer, John Meadows. If you want to check out our podcast, go to Google, Apple, or Spotify, type in Sports Talk Chicago, and voila, it shall emerge. Like, comment, subscribe on the YouTube channel, and thank you to our wonderful radio affiliates across the great state of Illinois, like 98.3 The Life, WKAN, 105.5 The Ticket, ACTV, Jed TV, WJOB, Cities 92.9 Talk FM, WROK in Rockford, and 101.1 Peoria Sports Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. For those of you that support, I definitely appreciate you so much. We're going to be talking more Chicago sports on the way. Obviously, always talking Chicago Bears around here. I'm going to start to spread it around a little bit as we head into the fall. Enjoy that wonderful fall weather. Chicago will be back next week. Sports Talk Chicago is out.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.